Last, I think it was last week, the time goes by so fast, I believe it was last week, I was asked to go down to Salina, and I spoke for a group of college students who have a Bible study. It's a Bible study that takes place at Wright State University at their Lake campus, and I was honored to do so. It was a great group of students. Enjoyed myself immensely. And I got to share with them something that's been kind of going through my mind about Jesus sending out the disciples. And when I talked to the leader, Aaron, and I said, well, what do you want me to talk about? And he said, well, about being sent. I thought, well, that's perfect, because that's what God's been showing me the last couple of weeks and in my own personal studies. So it was a great opportunity. And I enjoyed sharing, but you have a small amount. Well, okay, it was a nice chunk of time that I had. But I mean, there's always so much when you're reading the Word. There's always so much the Holy Spirit shows you that you want to share. And one of the things I didn't get to share, I want to look at with you guys today and just share with you. The story is from Matthew chapter 14. I'm just going to read the story from the New King James Bible. It starts in verse number 22. Very familiar story. It's a story that's told from three of the four gospel writers. It's the story of Jesus walking on the water. And here in Matthew chapter 14, I'm going to read verses 22 through 32. It says, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him, and said, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when he got into the boat, the wind ceased. So that's a story we're all very familiar with. And remember that this college group had asked me to come and to speak on being sent, which I think is an admirable thing when you're for all of us, but for college students who are looking towards the whole life that they have in front of them. That's an admirable request and desire, and what should be open to be taught about. We should be looking for how we can be sent, because Jesus is sending us. And that's the real key I wanted to look at here with this story. Jesus was sending out the disciples. He's sending them out. He said to them to go to the other side. He said, I'm going to wait here. I'm going to dismiss the multitudes. I'm going to stay here in prayer. You guys get in the boat. Go to the other side. That's the destination that I have for you. So he's sending out the disciples. And one of the things that strikes me as I read this is in the first couple of verses, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him. Now to me, that's one of the key things that Jesus said to the disciples to go, and he sends the disciples out before him. It's important to realize that Jesus is well aware that there's a storm coming, yet he still sent them out. He sent them out knowing that they were going into a storm, but knowing that he had a destination for them. That destination was the other side. And even though there would be a storm, he was going to provide. He would be there for them. But the important thing is that Jesus sent them. In the same way, Jesus is sending you and I out every day. As you start this week, he's sending you out as his representative. He's sending you out as one of his disciples. He's sending you out to represent him at your workplace, at your home, with your family, with the people that you come across today and this week. He's sending you out. We go through our life. We go through our Monday and through the rest of the week, and we look at our week as though the sum total of importance of our week is, you know, the work that we do, or the things that we have on our schedule to get done, or the things that have to take place this week. And that's like the sum total. That's what drives us through the week, is accomplishing those things that we know have to get done this week. Not minimizing the importance of those things. But each one of us should realize that that's secondary in importance. Actually, it's probably tertiary. Because the first thing that we should be doing is submitting ourselves, knowing we submit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, and find out from him so that we know what his goals are for us, what he wants from us. What he wants us to do and accomplish. Because he's sending you today. He's sending me. Today and this week, he's sending us out as his representatives with a goal, with a destination, with an expected end that he has for us. And he has an expected end for your day, for your week, for your month, for your life. He's got an expected end. When's the last time you started a week by seeking the Lord, seeking the Holy Spirit, and trying to find out what is it that you... I'm yours. What do you desire of me? What's the goal for today? What's the goal? What do you want me to do, to accomplish? To represent, where do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? I'm yours. That should be the number one priority in our lives. Number two should be taking care of our family. And then number three should be those other things that we make the number one priority in our lives. Realize this, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are his disciple. You're one of his representatives here in this world. And he'll take care of all the storms that come your way. He'll take care of all the things, including the things you're worried about and concerned about and have to accomplish this week. He'll take care of those things. He wants you to go through those things. But that can't be the number one priority, the top priority, the first thing that we should be doing every day, every week. It's finding out, Lord, what is it you desire of me? Because I know you're sending me out. So Jesus here is sending out the disciples, and it represents what he's doing for us all the time as well. He's sending us out with an expected end. And even though he knows there's going to be storms, he's still sending us out. He'll walk us. He'll deliver us through those storms. But he's sending us out. Now, here's one of the things I thought was really interesting when I was looking at that verse. Because I went back, I just did a quick little survey through the Old Testament. Because there's other places in the Bible, throughout the Bible, that do talk about before them, or that image of being sent out, or going before. And I found it numerous times in the Old Testament. And in all those times in the Old Testament, every single time, it was God going before his people. I found one exception. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But all the other times that there was a going before, it was always God going before his people. It was God going before them. Here's a couple of the examples. These are just the best examples that I could find. In Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 through 22. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So it says, and the Lord went before them day and night. So the Lord's going before his people. In Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse number 30, the Lord your God, who goes before you, he will fight for you according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. So again, here we see the Lord. Who's going before? It's not the people going before. It's the Lord going before his people. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse number 8. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He'll be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Again, we see it's God who's going before his people. In Isaiah 45, verse number 2, I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. So these are just some of the examples that I found throughout the Old Testament of God going before his people. Now, it's kind of interesting when you realize that all throughout the Old Testament, you see, when there's a going before, it's always God going before his people. But here in Matthew, we see Jesus, who is God, God in the flesh, and he's sending his disciples before him. So this is kind of a reversal of roles. Something we didn't see before. God always went before the people, and he fought for them, and he protected them. That's what we see in the Old Testament. So why is Jesus now here in Matthew chapter 14? Why is he saying, you guys go to the other side? And why does the Bible make it clear that he sent the disciples before him? He's God. The example of the Old Testament was always God going before the people. Here's God in the flesh sending the disciples before him. This is signaling a change, a total change of seasons, spiritual seasons. This is really showing and demonstrating for us the difference between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And in part, you know, this is part of the evidence of that change from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. God went before the people in the Old Testament because they were powerless powerless in and of themselves. God had to go. He had to fight for them. He had to go before them. He had to lead them and protect them. Because they were powerless in themselves. But with Jesus, and with the new covenant, we have the authority that comes in His name. We have the victories that He's established for us. We have things that the people in the Old Testament, they could never have imagined. The power and the authority that rests and resides in you. The power and the authority of Jesus Christ that resides in you. Jesus is showing us today, as we read these verses in Matthew, and we see that story unfolding, it's Jesus teaching these disciples a lesson, because He truly is. He's showing the disciples, this is their training ground, because a little bit after this, when you look in the book of Luke, it shows after this took place. Luke doesn't actually tell the story, but you can kind of compare some of the stories and get a pretty good indication that the events that I'm about to describe to you took place after this. And in Luke chapter 9, it shows us that Jesus sent His 12 disciples out. He sent them out before them, before Him. He sent them out and He said, you know, I'm giving you the authority of My name. You go out there and you heal the sick. You raise the dead. You deliver the demon-possessed. You do these things in My name. And they did. And then in Luke chapter 10, it says He sent out 70 disciples. And He said the same thing to them. You go in My power and you raise the dead. You heal the sick. You open blind eyes. You do the supernatural things and you do it in My name. But He was very specific with them and He said, I want you to go into the communities before I get there. I want you to go before Me. Before I get there, and I want you to demonstrate the power and the authority that is I'm giving you. That's in My name. So He was sending them before Him to do the supernatural things, to show and to demonstrate the power of Jesus Christ before He even got there. So that was their job. So if now if we go back to the story in Matthew 14, this is kind of like their testing ground. And He's about to send them out to all these communities, to all the towns that He's going to before He gets there. And this is their testing ground. He's saying to them, you know what? I want you to go to the other side. I want you to go to the shore. I want you to go across the sea, go to the other side. I'm going to stay here and dismiss the multitudes. I'm going to stay here and spend some time with the Father. I'll see you over there, but you go. You go before Me. This is a spiritual, seasonal change. Because in the Old Testament, God always went before. God fought the battles. God protected His people. But now with Jesus Christ, and you know what? As we're looking at the story, it is even greater for you and I. Because Jesus said in John 14:12 that you and I would do even greater things than He did. Because He goes to the Father. He hadn't yet gone to the Father. So as He's instructing these disciples to go before Him and the power of His name, you know what? You and I are His disciples and His representatives, and we have even more greater power and authority than these disciples had when they went. But we see that Jesus is saying, it's time for you to go. He was sending out those 12 in that boat. That was their preparation. That was to see how they're going to do. They didn't fare so well that time. But it's part of the learning process, because we do see that in Luke chapter 9 and then in Luke chapter 10, that the 12 did go and they saw that power. They used the power. They realized the supernatural and the miraculous taking place in the name of Jesus. In Luke chapter 10, the 70 went and they did the same thing. So we see the difference. They went out with power and authority. The power and the authority of His name. They did so to go out and to deliver. They went out in the power and authority of His name to overcome and to deliver. And that's what they saw. That's what they experienced. This is the example of what's expected from you and I. Again, remember, we're expected to do even greater things than Jesus Himself did when He was in this flesh, because He said, because I'm going to the Father. So, let's do a quick review here. Throughout the Old Testament, God went before His people. He went before them to fight for them and to protect them. he went before them because they could not do for themselves. But now Jesus is showing something different. Jesus is God. No longer is he saying, I'm going to go before you. He's saying to the disciples, you have the power and the authority of my name. You go. You go before me. You go before me to these towns, to these places. You go before me to these destinations. Why? Why can we expect to do even greater things? It was important. Why did he send the disciples? Because he wanted them to realize the power and the authority, and he wanted to demonstrate to even to us today the power and the authority of his name. Why does he expect even greater things from you and I? Because he did go to the Father. Listen, this is what it was. In the Old Testament, God went before his people to fight for them and to protect them because they could not do it themselves. Jesus is now saying that he wants us to go before him in power and authority. And why is he expecting even more things from us? Because he has gone before us in the same way that God went before his people in the Old Testament. Jesus has gone before us because he went, as he said, you'll do greater things because I'm going to my Father. He's sending us and saying go before him because, and do it in power and authority, because Jesus himself already went before us. He went to the other side. He went before us. He sent the disciples across the sea and he said, that's the destination. Go to the other side. He already saw it. He already went there for us. He saw the victories on the other side and he went there. He went to the cross. He went before us by going to the cross and assuring and securing and providing that victory for us. So now we have the power and the authority of Jesus' name. You have the power and the authority of Jesus' name. Because he went before us already. He's now saying to you, you go before me. You're my representatives. You go into the towns, you go into the cities, you go into your workplace, you go into your family, you go into the homes that you have, and you go and you represent me. You go and you represent me by speaking my word, by speaking in the authority of my name, by praying and by speaking and seeing the same things, the supernatural, take place. As we start this Monday, rest assured of this, Jesus has gone before you to provide you the victories. And now he's saying to us, I want you to go to the other side. I want you to go before me. He went before us so that we have the power and authority to go before him in the lives of the people that we work with, that we love, that are family, and that we just come across on the streets today. This is the expectation that Jesus has for us. This is our greatest goal and our greatest expectation. This is our number one priority today and for this week. So let's find out from Jesus. Let's find out from the Holy Spirit. What is it you want? I will go where you want me to go to do today. I will do and I will say what you want me to do, what you want me to say. I'm yours because that's my top priority. Because you're sending me.